So whatever works. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I introduce Tyler Uronic, who's going to talk to us about Tyler's tidbits for this week, the 29th of November.
Okay, thanks everybody for listening. And this week I just wanted to, we have more of news than we do tidbits. This week Saratech announced their a new product called DocScan Plus, and with the whole package, it will be $700 for U.S. customers. At least I believe that's what I read. Secondly, the Victor Reader Stream special offer is going to expire on Wednesday. That is, if you wanted to buy a Victor Reader Stream, they will include a soft pack if you buy it before Wednesday. So if you want a Victor Reader Stream, now is the time to do that. Also, we're going to, or at least on the blog anyway, I would like some input of what you guys think of the podcast, as I would like to know if you guys would like to continue it. So if you have feedback, please call the comment line at 206-337-4505 and let me know what you think. That's this week's Techie Tidbit. Thanks, Bob, for letting me do it live here.
Okay, you sounded great. Where do you get the podcast? Where would I go to hear it, please? Go to hear it, Tyler, please.
That is actually, it's up in the iTunes store, or if you want to read the blog and the podcast, you can go to http://techietidbitstyler.blogspot.com. That's T-E-C-H-Y, tidbits, tyler.blogspot.com.
Okay, and that ends the recording. I mean, it's being recorded, doesn't end it. And so, when you guys archive this or get it down from the archives, I'm sorry, you'll be able to get that and hear it and give them your comments. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We want to welcome you to the Pat Price Tech Talk Training Room of AccessibleWorld.org. The date is Monday, November 29th, 2010. And we're very pleased to have a really wonderful guest here this evening. Let me tell you something about him and what he plans to do. Have you ever wanted to jot down some notes or easily make a recording of something you need to remember? Perhaps you want to remember something about an important piece of mail, a printed article or ad you had someone read to you, some product information including model and serial numbers, a recipe, the URL to a website, etc. And what if you then wanted to send this information via email to yourself or anyone else? You can do this and more with this multi-featured app. Neil Ewers of Ravenswood Productions will describe List Recorder and talk about its functions on Tech Talk on November 29th. He will also offer some handy tips for learning to use this AP as well as answer questions from the online audience. List Recorder is an iPhone app that combines making lists with an easy-to-use yet powerful audio recorder. The result is a handy app that lets you quickly jot down and organize information as text, audio, or both. But what makes List Recorder special is its ability to be used eyes-free and its use of custom motions and gestures. Navigate through your lists with taps and tilts. Check items with swipes. Wipe out with a backflip. You'll feel like you have a magic wand that talks to you as List Recorder responds to your waves and touches. It's quick and easy to record a note. Tilt, write, and tap. You've got a new item. One more tap and you're recording. Give it a title and text, or just tilt left and go back to the list view. Organize in whatever way you want by sorting and creating lists within lists. In addition, we're always thinking of new ways to make it an even better app. New features are definitely in the works. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to listen to an intro here in a moment, but before we do that, I want to turn this over to our coordinator of events, Marcia Moses, who will tell us what we're going to be about next week. So let me unlock this and turn it over to Marcia.
Thank you, Bob. Next week on December the 6th, we're proud to have Kelly Sapergia on Tech Talk. And Kelly's an old friend who's been on many times before, and we're always looking forward to welcoming him back. And next week, Kelly will be speaking about games, electronic games for Windows. So this should be very interesting to gamers and non-gamers alike. Who knows, you may find something that you would be really interested in getting. Also, if you know of a vendor or vendors who you might be interested in possibly submitting a door prize or prizes for our holiday party on the 13th, please send us your suggestions. You may send them to either me at mgmoses@comcast.net or bacosta at pacbell.com, I do believe. I've been used .net. And I'll put my email address up there in the window. Anyway, hope you can all make it next week on the 6th for Kelly Sapergia's presentation. And back to you, Bob. Thanks.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a session on List Recorder. A few introductory remarks from me first, and then I want to introduce Karen Blado, who is the programmer for this app. It was actually her idea, and a very good one, I must say. List Recorder is an application for the iPhone, the iPod Touch, and the iPad. It's a very powerful audio and text organizer. It allows you to make audio notes and text notes and organize them in many ways. Or you can have a combination of both audio and text. List Recorder lets you record anything from a short memo to a lecture and lets you take text notes on anything from a meeting to a grocery list. Many people who use this app are sighted, but List Recorder is totally eyes-free and perfectly accessible with VoiceOver. It also uses a lot of gestures. You can tilt the unit to the left or right, and you can tilt it forward or back, and different things happen when you do this. We'll have more to say about this later. When you open the application, List Recorder announces Voice Recorder Home to let you know that you are in the home screen, or basically the top of the directory or list structure. This screen contains the list's title at the top left of the screen and an edit button at the top right. Under these two things, you have the list view, a vertical list of all the items in your list. You can simply run your finger down the list, or you can flick right and left to move around in the list. As you navigate among the list items, List Recorder announces whether the item is checked, whether the item contains a list, because you can make sublists off the main list. It also announces whether the item has audio. And if the item has no title but does have audio, you hear an audio preview of the item. Beneath the list is the toolbar. The toolbar contains 5 buttons. The sort button allows you to sort the items in various ways. The perform on checked button allows you to perform numerous actions on items you have checked in your list. The list commands button lets you perform actions on a list of items, such as creating lists, deleting lists, and more. The settings button contains many things you can change about the way List Recorder operates. The get help button contains tutorials, user documentation, a quick reference, about List Recorder, upgrade info, support, version info, etc. We designed this app for people who want the power of recording audio while at the same time having the power to take text notes. One of the strengths of List Recorder is the ability to reorder all of this information in many different ways. Okay, enough talk from me in this pre-recorded file. Let's take a closer look in person at List Recorder. All right, this is Neil. I'd also like to introduce Karen Blado, who, as I said in the intro, is the programmer of this app. Were it not for her, it wouldn't be here. In fact, it was her idea to begin with. Karen, talk a little bit about yourself.
Thanks, Neil, and I'm pleased to be here with Neil in the beautiful studios of Ravenwood Productions. And one thing that Neil might not mention is that when we first decided to start this, Neil was very excited to try out an iPhone, having heard so many neat things about its accessibility. So we went in together and bought an iTouch. And we actually started developing this on a shared iTouch that Neil and I both owned. So that's how it got started. I would do a little programming, take it over to Neil, and he'd tell me what worked and what didn't. And so we just kept working on it. And I have been programming for many years. I've been programming for 30 years. But this is my first iPhone app, and it's been fun writing it.
One thing you'll notice about, two things. I woke up with a very sore throat this morning. I apologize for that. The other thing you'll notice is that when we demo List Recorder,
videos, photos,
you will actually be hearing it not directly wired into the device, into the mixer, but as a speaker from the iPhone or iTouch itself. One of the reasons for that is because I do a lot of the prompts on the iPhone, on the app, and it's easy now, if I do it through the speaker, for you to tell when it's actually me talking in person and when it's me talking on the app. So let's open List Recorder.
List Recorder. Double tap to List Recorder. List Recorder Home. 1.
So,
tap here for introduction. Then tap play. Has audio.
It's interrupting me. This is the home screen of List Recorder, and we've actually put into this home screen a lot of help list items. These are items exactly like you would record. In fact, there are ways that you can move these out of the way and put your own here or delete them or whatever, but let's just walk through some of these and show you, one, what we've done to give you some help, and two, what is in each individual list item. If I go to
list
the very
home.
Left top, I'm at List Recorder Home. If I arrow right or swipe right,
edit button.
I get an edit button, which we'll talk about later. Next, I'll get to the first entry.
1. Tap here for introduction, then tap play. Has audio.
That's the title. If I double tap, I'm on the play button, and I'll play the audio, which is me talking about the recorder.
Congratulations. You've opened the first introduction item and are listening to its audio. Tap here for introduction, then tap play, is the item's title. In addition to a title and audio, an item can also contain text. The introduction item has a title, audio, and text. But you can make items without any of these. Of course, an item with no title, audio, or text won't provide much information. But the point is, you can decide to use any or all of these components to hold information that works best for you.
Play.
Now I just tapped the pause button, which now becomes the play button. So you can stop this at any time. You can actually
3 minutes.
Swipe
28 seconds positioned at 36 seconds.
Forward, and you hear exactly what length the audio is and where I am in the audio. I'll play that again without talking over it.
3 minutes. 28 seconds positioned at 36 seconds.
If I swipe right again,
17%. Adjustable.
I am
swipe up or down to adjust the value.
At a slider, which I can control by swiping up and down.
27%. 37%.
I can actually do this while I'm playing.
Play button.
Let's you practice.
38%. Adjustable.
Time, you learn.
Swipe up. 49%.
There are only two audio control.
60%.
The audio from playing.
Button. Stop. Button. Record.
So if you want to go to a particular point in the file. We don't have any way to go to specific points, but if you know about how far into the file it is, it's a lot easier to use this slider than it is to just listen to the whole file. Okay, what comes after that?
Play. 62%. Tap here for introduction. Then tap play. Text field. Double tap to edit.
I keep wanting to talk over this thing. That's the title of the text file or text field. And again, this could be easily something you created and put here. One of the interesting things you'll find about this text field is that if I swipe once,
here's where the item's text is displayed.
It stops reading. If I swipe again,
use the iPhone standard editing functions to edit this field.
Karen, what did you do to make that happen?
Well, it's true. If you go to other apps on the iPhone and you go to a text field, you'll find that the text field will just read all the way through. Unless, of course, you're using something like Safari. And that's exactly what I did. It talks a lot. what I've done is I've parsed the text into line by line so that it reads it, put in some HTML code so that it will read it like a web. It's called a web view. That's a technical term.
A return will do it. What about a period?
A period, a return, a question mark. And it's smart enough, it doesn't even get confused by a period within a number.
So if you're typing a text file rather than having read the one that I've just done, you can put a period or a return and have it possible to read exactly as this is reading, one line or block of text at a time. However, the other thing that you can do is that you can double finger swipe down from the top and it will start reading wherever you are to the end.
You can read sentence by swiping right and left. To have voiceover read continuously from the current sentence, use a two-finger swipe down. To toggle edit mode, tap the edit button in the navigation bar. Like most iPhone apps, List Recorder has one.
Now,
tap
what I...
for introduction, then tap play, has audio.
What I just did, I keep waiting for it to finish, I just tilted the recorder to the left. We're going to talk about gestures in a minute. Tilting the recorder to the left will do lots of interesting... Well, tilting in various ways will do lots of things. Tilting left either stops what you're doing or takes you back from where you are. For example, if I tilt left now...
Already home.
It says, I'm already home, so I can't go any further. I'm still in the root of the items that we've recorded. We've listened to one. Let's take another... Let's listen to another one.
Preview because it does not have a title.
Now you notice,
hear the audio preview,
stop talking.
In the list view. When you move,
now you notice a couple things. Not the fact that not the least of which is that I recorded over myself or talked over myself. It played a preview because there is no title for that app. So if you wanted to make a lot of simply recordings without a lot of text, without any text, or without a title, you simply don't title your item. And if you don't, it will read the preview of that item. You can still have a text file there, but as long as there's no title, it'll read the preview. Now, you can set the preview to play from however many seconds you want. I have mine set to 10 seconds. So it actually stopped while it was reading it.
Yeah, you can also set it so that it reads the whole thing. That would be setting it to zero.
Exactly. Let's go into this item and see what else is in here. Again, I'm on the play button, and I could play the audio.
38 seconds positioned at 0
and
seconds.
I get the time and location again, and I get the
title, text field.
And since I'm not
double
playing, I don't get the slider anymore, but I get the text field.
Play this item's audio to hear about how audio preview works with voiceover on.
So again, you've got a text field that you can read. And if I want to go back out of this item, I can either go find the edit button, or the back button rather, or I can tilt left.
Back.
Now, those are items, as I said, that are in here for your enjoyment and for your learning. So let's now make our own recording. If I tilt right,
editing
it says editing on in my voice, and it said add item. And I'm now in edit mode. If I tap twice on add item,
record button.
I'm on the record button. Now, when I press the record button, you're going to hear a guitar, and that's going to signal me that I can now start recording. We do this because if you don't have VoiceOver on, you don't have to wait to hear titles or anything that VoiceOver might say. But with VoiceOver on, you need to know when it's time to start talking. So I'm going to tap record, you're going to hear the guitar, and I'm going to start talking. This is a file that I'm going to send to myself via email. And I tilt it left, again to back up or to stop the recording. Now let's play it.
Play button.
This is a file that I'm going to send to myself via email.
All right. Now, email. As you might know, if you already have this app, you're saying, what? Send to yourself via email? Karen, tell us about it.
Well, this is indeed a new feature of List Recorder in the next version that we're right now beta testing, and hopefully we'll get that up to the iTunes Store next week. But indeed, it will let you email an entry, and what it does is it uses the entry's title as the subject, it uses the entry's text field as the body of your email, and then it attaches the audio file. Another thing that we've done, because in the current version of List Recorder, all the audio is at a very high quality, and that's going to make the files very large. So now you have some options that let you choose your recording quality so that when you email it, you can email more than a few seconds of audio.
Let me email this, and you can continue talking while I get it. So I'm going to go to... What's a new button is the action button.
Alert. Select action for item. Email button.
I'm going to click
the List
email
recorder.
Button.
A message. Send. Dip.
And
button.
Now I'm basically in what you would be in if you were in your mail app.
Two. Text field. Double tap to edit.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to double tap to edit.
Two. Text field.
And rather than typing in a name at this point, I'm going to take mine out of my
add from address
book.
Button. All contacts. Choose Neil Ewers.
I just tapped Neil Ewers, as it says.
Cancel.
Now
button.
I go back.
New message.
And
send.
I get
button.
To send.
Play button.
And while it's sending, it goes back to play and...
And I'm taking over the iTouch here for a little while Neil watches for his message to come in. And, it just sent it. One thing is that it's sending the message in the background. So it takes it a little bit because the attachment's big and, you know, you're at the mercy of the mail system in the iTouch. But you just heard the send mail sound. So one of the things, let's look at the that new... action menu that Neil was talking about. Oops. All right. And so Neil showed you the first option under actions. There's also an option, audio details option, that will tell you more about how you recorded the audio for your item, because you might want to check that before you email it to see if it's too big. And this is actually still being worked on, so there's more details than what you'll see, but we'll bring up how it currently is.
Alert, audio, duration, 4 seconds, format, WAV, codec, linear PCM, uncompressed.
Okay, so that lets us know that the we've recorded that as a WAV file, and it's an uncompressed linear PCM. Now, there's a new option under settings, where you can choose those options, and we can go look at settings. That's back in under List View in the toolbar, as those of you that have List Recorder, no, so I'll left tilt.
And we'll talk more about Toolbar later.
And go to the settings option. Oh, you have it scrolled down. I wasn't seeing it. So, dependent on. Okay, we have a few new ones here. Record format. We have a few choices. That the WAV format is that we recorded in is uncompressed and it's linear PCM. So that, but it will read. There's two WAV formats. Those will read nicely on a PC. But they're not as compressed as the native format that Apple encourages apps to use. So that would be the first one, which is actually Core Audio File, CAF, and that's actually compressed 4:1. But if you're going to send this to someone on a PC, it's probably not your best choice. There's also a 2:1 compression that's available for WAV files. Perhaps you didn't know that. I didn't know that either, but it's called ULAW. And so that would make your files a little bit smaller. Settings. And then in addition to settings. The record format, record quality, 22 KHZ. There was a record quality. And the choice is here. Are your four sampling rates that you are probably somewhat familiar with that are often the choices that are available, 8 kilohertz, 11 kilohertz,
11 KHZ, selected, 22 KHZ.
Let VoiceOver announce them.
KHZ.
So those are all new in the next version. And I just closed the settings. It's so nice to do the left tilt. I find myself left tilting in all my apps when I want something to go away or I just want to get to a clean screen and I left tilt and this is the only app that works in.
Now, the interesting thing that happened is we forgot something. We forgot to title the recording that I made, nor did we add a text file or text field. So I don't know whether you're going to be able to hear my speakers. But here is the... Oh, I suppose I can slow you down. So there's an attachment. But there's no subject and no text. But however, I can play the attachment. This is a file that I'm going to send to myself via email. So if we had put in the subject and all that other stuff, would have been nice, but we forgot to do that.
Oh, well, we're fallible.
Let me get back to the training room here and close my email. Okay.
As long as we're in the settings, I can show you a couple other settings that these are not new settings, but they're nice to know they're there. That would be, we talked about the auto preview length. I'm going to go right to the motion controls. There's individual controls for all the different tilts. If you we haven't talked about all of them. We talked about the left tilt and the right tilt. If for some reason you just don't like doing the tilts, there's other ways of doing the same thing with buttons, and you can turn those all off individually. One thing you'll find with the tilts is sometimes you'll lay your phone down and it'll talk at you because you inadvertently tilted it in one direction or the other. And the way I'm detecting the tilts is with the accelerometer, so that's actually a little bit, it's actually detecting the gravity pulling on the edges of the iPhone, and that can be not always what you expect, so.
Row 6, 2, 13 of 13.
We also have a white on black mode that allows people with low vision to use a high contrast mode. And that is a little better, actually, than the reverse video that's built into the unit, because the reverse video, actually, if you're on the initial home screen where it's already got a black background, it ends up giving you a white background. So this, truly does make the background dark with bolded white text, so it's a high contrast mode. I'll give this back to Neil, hopefully in a place at your right.
We'll see where I am.
Tell him you can find where you are.
Let's talk for a hush. All right. As she said, sometimes you pick it up and it just starts talking. Left tilt, as I said, goes back. Right tilt turns on edit mode. Back flip. Well, let's demo this.
Backflip is the hardest one to do.
It is. Okay, I'm in one of the items that I put in here. And it's playing the preview. No, I guess I'm not in there. I'll go in here. So I'm in number 3. Oh, you're in edit mode. That's the problem. All right. Now, I'm in an item. I'm on the play button. Let's say I wanted to delete it. Actually, I should go delete the recording I made.
Want to keep that beautiful recording?
No, I don't think so. So I go back to the beginning.
This is a file that I'm going to
There's the recording. I simply tilt the unit. Now, there's many different ways to do this, but one of them is you tilt the unit back and you hear... And I can say no,
yes,
or I can say yes,
list recorder, list
and the
recorder,
entry's gone. So
special?
Back tilt will delete. Forward tilt reads the toolbar. Now, I happen to have turned forward tilt off, but since it would, if you held it forward, and this is another thing we'll talk about, if you hold the recorder face down toward the floor, it will start reading the toolbar. I'm going to actually read across it with my finger.
Three,
I
two,
think. If I can get there.
Sort button, 7, 6, sort button.
So you've got sort.
Perform on check.
Now, what happens if you lay this down on its face? It will read each of these if you keep it down. And when you hear the one you want,
list commands, button.
If you raise it back up, it'll stop and you'll actually be in that particular item. So on the
button,
toolbar, we
seven,
have
sort
button,
perform
unchecked,
list commands,
settings,
get help,
and
button.
Get help. Let's actually go back and check a couple items. Well, let's actually go into lists, sublists, because one of the things that's nice about this app is that you can create lists within lists. And we have one here.
Add your 5 list. This is a list in a list. Has audio.
So if I click on this.
5 list. Daily tasks.
We're actually in a sublist. It's kind of like in your computer where you have the hard drive and then you have folders off of that. We're in a folder now that has, again, as many items in it as you want. So if I swipe through.
6 list. Garden, sort, button, perform,
go back
check,
to the beginning.
Button, list commands, button, settings, home.
Come
back
on.
Button, this is a list in a list. Edit, button, 1. More about this list, has audio. 2. Call from Phyllis, has audio.
So that's a call from Phyllis, and there's probably notes in there about a call from Phyllis.
3. Mark recommends using a Bluetooth headset. He likes the Jabber 8040.
And that one doesn't have a title, so it's simply a recording which will play if you swipe by it. Let me go to, there's a grocery list in here.
4, 6, 7, 6, list. 7, list. Grocery list.
Now.
7, checked, oranges.
What I really like about this is that you can check or uncheck items. Let's say you're at the grocery store.
This is a list in a list. And this is a list in a grocery list, edit.
Oops,
grocery list,
edit
1.
Yes.
Checked, yogurt.
So, I've got things like yogurt.
2. Checked. Frozen fruit. 3. Checked. Bananas.
Now, let's assume that you're in the grocery store and you buy bananas, which is what it said, and you think, okay, I want to remember that I bought the bananas. So you uncheck it. And you do this by double tapping, leaving your finger on the screen, sliding it a little bit to the right, and you hear a sound that says, okay, you're ready to move your finger to the right. So if I move my finger to the right just a little bit.
Unchecked. 3.
So now I have unchecked number 3. So now when I'm arrowing through, it's not going to say checked, and I know that I have bought bananas. I can change the status of that by doing the same thing to it.
Checked. Record.
And it will check number three again. So one of the neat things is that you can do this in the grocery store. Now, there's some things that you can do with these checked items. So if I go to perform unchecked, which is one of the items in the toolbar,
alert, perform unchecked items.
I have
delete checked.
I can delete all the things that are checked. So if I wanted to delete a whole bunch of items at once, I could check them all and do delete checked, and it would give me a yes or no, and I would say yes, and they would be gone.
Uncheck all button.
I could uncheck all if they were all checked.
Invert check button.
I could invert check and change the order of the check status of all of them.
Move checked items button.
I can move checked items.
Copy checked titles button.
I can copy the titles of the lists into a file.
Make list from checked button.
I can make a list from checked. So if I wanted to create a sublist of all of the intro apps that we've put in here, for example, this is exactly what I would do. I would check them all, and I would go to
Make
List from Checked, hit that, and it would put all of those items into a sublist. Now they're out of the way. They're still there for you to use if you want to use them, but they're not in the main screen. All right, so what do we want to talk about now?
Well, maybe we should finish up.
I think, okay, why don't you talk about how to get the app and the next version and that sort of thing.
All right. Well, the app is available in the App Store, and we sell it as a light version for 99 cents and then an upgrade, which is $7.99. And I know some people have had some problems upgrading, and we've put a few things to maybe help that in the new version, but it does seem to be an issue with the iTunes Store as well. But the reason we do this, let me just explain for anyone that's been having some troubles, is that we just, once someone gets a light version and they put some items in their app, we don't want them to lose those items. And so being able to upgrade, if they were to download a new app, then transferring between data between apps is very difficult. So this ensures that their data is saved between the light version and the full version. And the new, like I said, the new version, we are very close for beta testing it. A couple things, other things besides the email, we're moving, allowing you to move items and lists to other lists. We're also going to have a couple localizations. It looks like we're going to end up having a French and a German version available, which was done by actually some users who were very kind to provide translations for us. So once we get the app submitted, we'll let people know, but then, you know, it's up to Apple to approve it and get it in the iTunes Store. We've seen Apple likes to shoots for getting a two-week turnaround. We've seen it happen as soon as a week. So there could be a new version as soon as 2 weeks, and, you know, depending on how long it takes for the approval, it, you know, could be even a couple more weeks after that.
So you buy the app, and you buy the light version, which is what you'd buy first, which is 99 cents. And if you want to, you could actually use the light version. You can record for, I think we've changed it now, it's 10 seconds.
We've upped it to 10 seconds.
But you can't do email. You can do text, you can do all the sorting and whatever. The only difference is you can't do email and you can't do a longer recording. To get the full app, you update, and that is, what, $7.98 or
$7.99? Still $7.99.
Okay. You know, and there might be things in the future that we add to this, and I'm not going to whet people's interest in those.
We have
but
plans,
we're still working.
But we're not, we'll see what happens.
So let's stop our talking now and let me turn the mic off and see if we have any questions.
I think I'm going to buy an iPhone just to have that wonderful recorder app. I think that's really great. Thank you, Neil, and thank you, Karen, for doing this. This is wonderful. If you guys have any questions and you have a microphone, hit F8, put the letter Q, and enter, and our live screen reader, Ron, will recognize you. If you don't have a mic, hit F8, write your question, and enter. The key is entering there, and we'll be able to see it. So let's see at this time if we have any questions, please.
Yes, there's a question from Adam.
Hi, great presentation. A couple of questions, actually. One is, I have a 3GS running the old 3-point whatever software. I haven't upgraded to 4.2 or 1 or whatever. Will this work with that? Secondly, you noted that the Lite version only has a 10-second recording. Any possibility that the Lite could have a little longer than 10 seconds? Because that's not a lot of time to record.
As far as running under System 3, the current version of List Recorder works in System 3. We are trying to keep it compatible with System 3, but there are new things in version 4 that we want to be taking advantage of. The nicest one is the system will now let us know where the voiceover cursor is, as opposed to my used to having to But I won't, if it turns out, I haven't tested this version under System 3. I have a lot of code that is that tests for which system it's running under. If it runs well under System 3, when I test it, I will leave System 3 in there. If it's, going to take days and days and weeks of debugging and possibly not working, then it'll be taken out. So I'll try. I guess that's what I'll say. I'll try.
As for making the record longer, well, that's the only difference between the two versions. If we make that longer, then there would be no reason for people to update. And while we're not mercenary, we do have to pay bills, and we do have to make some money on the app. And yes, a lot of people sell apps for 99 cents, but I don't think you're going to find one that will allow you to do the sorting and the moving around and the changing of we didn't even do sort, because you can sort by date, you can sort by title, you can sort by what else? I can't remember.
Length of recording, yeah. Checked. Oh, there's also a manual order that lets you decide which order you want the items to go in manually using the reorder.
So this is an app that, okay, so I've got all the book readers and I'm not going to start naming them because I'll forget one. And they're great for recording. Some of them will even let you take notes. But on none of them can you reorganize all this information and change the order, change whatever your sublists versus your main lists are. So you've got a lot of stuff there for 99 cents.
Okay, great. Just a clarification. Does that mean if you purchase the full app, at some point it will not work with the 3-point whatever software?
Oh, no, it's not a difference between the Lite and the full. It's the difference between the version that's out, that's currently at the iTunes Store, which is version 1.02, and the version that we're working on right now, the next update. The next update, we haven't determined yet. We're trying to keep it compatible with version 3 of the iOS, but like I said, it's we don't know how that's going to work out.
So if you bought it and updated and it worked in this version on 3, which it does, you could simply not ever update again. You wouldn't get any of the new features. And we'll try to let people know when an update comes out whether it still works with version 3, but we can't promise it's always going to do that.
Okay, thank you.
And I have a question that you have to buy the Lite first. You can't just buy the $7.99 full upgrade and everything. You have to do the Lite first and then override it with the other?
That's correct. You have to buy the Lite first. And let me just say to the previous person that I would very much recommend that you do go to System 4, because there are some improvements, especially in VoiceOver and so forth. That I know there are some, a few issues. There's always a few issues, but there are some nice improvements as
What's the logic of doing the Lite app first?
letting people get a chance to try it out and not commit to the full version before
and not having to have two different apps out there.
Yeah, the problem, the reasoning with not having two different apps, as I said, was not to run into the situation where someone put a lot of entries into their light version and now they wouldn't be able to transfer it into a separate app, a separate new app.
Okay. Ron, do we have another question, please?
Yes, there are several. Next is John from Virginia.
Hello, Neil and Karen. First of all, great app, and I'm looking forward to the new version. This may be beyond the scope of, I don't really want to get into a tutorial, but I was having a lot of difficulty in making lists, going from the editing the title, writing the title, and then jumping over to edit the text of what I wanted to put in the actual list, just the differentiating the title from the text. Can you talk a little bit about that? Am I missing something?
In the current version, you need to be in edit mode, right, and then you swipe between the two fields, and that should get you, you swipe and then you double tap. So you're in the title, and then you swipe, and that should announce that you're in the text, or it might just read it, and then you double tap again to edit there, and then you can swipe back and forth. But let me tell you, once you master that, we've changed it on you in the next version, because one of the things when we first started developing this app, I'm not sure exactly what was going on, but I believe that Apple must have improved VoiceOver. There was a point when we first started developing where it was very difficult to swipe through a field that you wanted to, that was editable, without the cursor causing the keyboard to come up when you didn't want it. And so that's why we put in the separate edit mode. But now that there seems to be an improvement that went into the OS itself, so that's no longer an issue. So we're going back to doing it the way everyone else does it. So you're into a text field and you double tap that field and your keyboard comes up. So in the next version, it will be more like your other apps.
Thank God, because I think that was the problem. I mean, I love the app, but I just got to the point where all I would do is titles and audio. Any kind of protracted text, it was just... and I was using a Bluetooth keyboard because I have zero patience. I know that there's a keyboard, and I know that you can... There are people who are very, very fast, but I have very limited patience with hunt and peck, or drag, you know, find the letter, take your finger off the letter, have it enter letter. I just don't have very much patience for that. I'm a big fan of the Bluetooth keyboard, especially if I'm going to write 4, 5, 6 sentences. And I think I understand what you're saying, and I'm frankly glad that's going to be made more in synchronous with what's expected or how other apps handle switching between editable text fields.
Bluetooth keyboards, you mentioned. It does work very well with a Bluetooth keyboard. Not only can you type in edit fields, but in 4.1, starting in version 4.1 of the OS, you are also able to navigate using the Bluetooth keyboard. So the right, if you have, don't remember what it's called, you either use the modifier keys or you turn on the whatever it's called, and you simply arrow right and left, and as if you're swiping right and left through the iPhone. You can open, you can do everything with the keyboard except one thing. You can't double tab hold. So you can't check items with the keyboard. Well, actually, can you do it in edit?
Yes,
you can do it in edit mode, because if you go into edit mode, you simply have to, why are people sending me email when I don't want it? If you go into edit mode, you can actually check items by just selecting them rather than what I did with the double tap and hold. So if you have trouble with double tap and hold, if you go into edit mode, you'll see the list of all your entries. If you double tap it, it's not going to open it. It's going to either check it or uncheck it depending on what it is. So you can even do that with a keyboard. So yes, the keyboard works very well, and I think the new ability to not have to do the double edit kind of thing is going to really help.
Okay, very good. Okay, Ron, next question, please.
Okay, the next person is Tyler.
Hey, guys, just a great presentation. Will this work with all iOS devices? And secondly, are there going to be any podcasts or anything done on this app, as I have a blindness-related podcast, and I'd like to play a review of this?
There are, to answer your second question, first, there are some podcasts that have already been done. One is on Blind Cool Tech. The other is on our website, which is Sixth Mode, S-I-X-T-H Mode, all one word, .com. We also have a new player that you can play these podcasts in. It looks like Flash when you first get to the page, but if you arrow down below the Flash, you actually can click on different segments of the podcast rather than having to listen to the whole thing at once. Now, some of the podcasts, in fact, all of the podcasts were done in the current version of the app, so we'll obviously have to change some of the documentation and maybe do some newer podcasts. But yes, why don't you, what's the email info at, is it sixmode.com?
It's LR.
LR.
ListRecorder@sixmode.com.
So LR@sixmode.com.
Correct.
If you write to that address, we can tell you about the player, we can tell you where the podcasts are, etc. I've forgotten your other question.
He wanted to know what if it ran on all iOS devices. And yes, it does. It has to be iOS 3.0 or above. That's the same version that supports VoiceOver. So nothing prior to VoiceOver. It does not have a special iPad version. So what you're getting on the iPad is the little simulation of the iPhone screen.
Okay, thanks. It sounds like a good app, and thanks for taking blindness and accessibility into mind when developing this.
Well, you always will when Neil's there, and it sounds like Karen will as well, and we sure are grateful for that. Okay, next question, Ron, please.
Okay, Bill Kane is next.
Yes, good presentation. I am using the current version. Maybe you can clue me in on something that I'm missing. When I do a title called Phone Book, or a list called Phone Book, and under that list I want to put my numbers and names or whatever, and as I put them in, I seem to be losing my title, and the latest entry I have done has taken over that spot. Can you tell me what I'm doing wrong?
You have an idea?
Well, I don't know. Depending on how you have it sorted, it might actually be leaving it there. It shouldn't do what you said, but it could be that it's putting it at the end. I don't really...
Do you think it's... you put in an item into your list, and you've looked all through... you've looked at all the items in the list and it's not there. A thought. I have an idea. One thing that happens, and actually this again we've changed in the new version, when you do an add item, as soon as you get back from adding the item and you see it in your list, the first time you see it, it will put it at the top. That's what you were getting to, wasn't it, Neil?
Yeah.
And then if you have, and that doesn't matter how your list is sorted. Like Neil said, you can sort it by date, by title, you can have a manual order. But the next time you go into that list, it will put that item into the sort order that you've defined for the list. So like Neil said, it might simply be reordering it. Now, we have changed that in the new version so that when you get back from adding an item, it puts it into the sorted order immediately.
Okay, thank you. I'll work on it.
Sounds like his title Phone Book moves around, but when you do it again, Bill, it should be at the top. Okay, next question, please. Ron?
Okay, the last question currently listed is from Gary Wood.
Thank you, Ron, and hi, everybody from Lansing. I have a question about typing on the iPhone on the screen. You're tapping in, like if you send a message, like, well, I just wonder if it's like texting. if you send a message like, hi, Neil, this is Gary Wood, do you have to do it like people text on the phones, like with the numbers, like 2 through 9, you know, for A, whatever, 2, 3, 4, and B, all that? Do you have to do it that way, or can you do it with just plain the letters? I thought you could, but someone told me different, I think.
The keyboard is an on-screen keyboard that looks like the regular keyboard. So you actually slide your finger around and you get to the right letter you want, and it's just like the QWERTY keyboard, and then you double tap. With the Bluetooth keyboard, you just type as you would on the keyboard. So no, there's no reason to have to do numbers in the same way you do texting. It's basically an on-screen keyboard that you either tap on or you use a Bluetooth keyboard.
Okay. Ron, did we get another question up here, please?
Okay, there's nobody with a first question, but Adam has a second question, if you're ready for that.
Oh, sure. He asked good questions. Go ahead, Adam, please.
Hi. Thanks. Two questions, actually. One is, and this is easy, is there a way to append to a recording? And the second question is, I'm not sure I'm understanding the text feature. Can you actually make text like a document?
You can... currently not append, although we might be looking at that. You can replace. excuse me, we want to be able to do append, but we haven't really played with it. And the document, well, it's if you, well, there's no file system on the iPhone, so you can't really save it and open it in some other app.
Although you can email it to yourself.
Yes.
With the new version.
And that way, it does become or can become a document. So it's basically a document on the iPhone, iPad, iTouch, read in List Recorder as such. But because you can now email it to yourself, it is now on your computer outside of List Recorder, and therefore it does become a document.
Okay, but I guess what I'm asking is, like, let's use this as the example. You have a list of dates that you want to remember, but you don't want to record that on voice. You want to make that list so that you can go back and actually review the list, you know, item by item or line by line. Is that what you're talking about?
Exactly. You can either...
You can do it in two ways. You can,
yes, go ahead.
One way would be to make one item and put all those dates into the text field of your one item. And the second way would be to make an item for each... date you want to remember, and you could then make the title of the each item be the date, and then in the list view you'd be reading the title. And there is a way then to copy all the titles if you wanted to, you know, transfer the list of titles then and copy those into an email or whatever. So you'd have two ways of doing it. I think, I'm not sure which way would be more useful, or, you know, depend on what you wanted to do, I guess, with the dates, which way would be better.
The other nice thing is that, as I said before, you can sort all of this stuff. So if you deleted something, it's going to get resorted. If you add something, it's going to get put where you want it to get put.
Okay, and can you append to that list the text versus the recording?
Yes, the text is editable. At any time, using, you know, of course, you're using the edit capabilities of the iPhone, which can be a little tricky, but that's going back to why you should upgrade to 4.0. You have an edit mode in the rotor now, and that's actually, you know, not too bad. Moving the cursor around is still kind of tricky, but you can do that, and you can select and copy and paste and do many things.
And yes, you can append, as you said.
Okay, great, thanks. And I assume there's a wonderful tutorial that goes over all this stuff once you get the app.
We actually didn't go through, because not only are there the 7 items in the list, but as you might remember in the toolbar, there was help. And under help, there are tutorials, there's a reference, there's info about List Recorder. There's a whole bunch of stuff in the tutorial section that talks about everything that you can do on this app.
Oh, that's great. That's really good. Okay, Ron, any other questions at this time, please?
Okay, it looks like Tyler has another question.
Okay, could this be used like for like a student on, like in school, like, you know, can you make different lines and then, you know, that kind of stuff, like email it to teachers or whatever?
You could certainly take notes in class. It would be easier if you had a keyboard, but as we said earlier, if you are in the text field and you've double-tapped and you're actually editing, you can type as long a text field as you want, and you can put a return or a period, and it will be seen as a new line, and you can, yes, then send that to anybody you want. You can either have them sent from your address book, you can type a name into the to field of the email, and it will put the text as the body of the message and the title as the subject, and if there is an audio, it will put it as an attachment.
Okay, so how do you type on the keyboard, I guess is what I'm asking.
Just like you do on any other keyboard. The Bluetooth, I have the Apple Bluetooth keyboard. It doesn't have a number pad, but everything else is pretty much the same. It has a few different keys because Apple is a little different. But you simply type each key as you would on a 101 keyboard. And you can actually set VoiceOver to repeat words at the end of a word as you space, or as you type letters, or both, or none. So you can get feedback if you want it as you type, or you don't have to have it.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Ron, another question, please?
Okay, that's the end of it so far.
Well, Neil and Karen, or I should say Karen and Neil here, we, on behalf of Accessible World, we want to thank you so very much for this presentation. I know we're going to get a lot of downloads on this one. The iPhone, anything we do with it is highly popular. And this is why we try to have programs of this nature when we can. So we want to thank you so very much for this excellent presentation. And let me give a final word here to our coordinator of events, Marcia Moses. Marcia, the mic is yours.
Nope, somebody else had grabbed the key. Anyway, thanks, Bob. Karen and Neil, thank you very much. This is a little complicated for me. I don't have the iPhone. But thank you so much for being here, and it was very interesting. And maybe one of these days I'll have myself an iPhone and check out your app. So thank you very much, and come back anytime. And next week, of course, Kelly Sapergia will be here to talk about games for Windows. So I hope everybody will join us here next week. And thank you so much, all of you, for coming this week. And remember, of course, our party, holiday party, is on the 13th. So hope you can all make it then for some a wonderful good time and prizes. Thank you all. Good night.